It is Loons Baseball time every Tuesday morning on WSW following the 7:30 news. We have Loons Fun for you as we talk with Tyler Kring, the assistant GM of business development with the ball club, who's in studio once again to join us on the Tuesday conversation. Tyler, let's first of all say good morning and say welcome back to you, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me on again.
And we're welcoming back the Great Lakes Loons after a road trip. And man, what a road trip it was for the Loons at West Michigan last week.
They almost set history. So since we moved to the six-game series format after the merger of minor league baseball and major league baseball, no team had swept all six games. And the Loons went into the second game of the doubleheader on Sunday with the possibility of being the first team to do that. Unfortunately, fell a little short. But still a 5-1 road trip on the road, and now they're sitting in second place in the league, just chasing the Dayton Dragons, who are currently 16-5 on the season. So they are off to a supremely hot start, but you know, hopefully they'll come crashing back down to earth and the Loons can keep up this momentum they have.
Let's stick with that for a moment, the standings. You referenced something last week that maybe our listeners, maybe some understand, others need to, because you talked about eighth of the tenth of the season had gone by.
We had gone, yeah. So far we've completed a seventh of the season, season, I should say. And then after this week, we'll be basically a quarter of the way through the season already. So it is flying by already.
But it's a season that's broken into two halves when
that's
it comes
correct.
To the possibility of playoffs. So maybe we should explain that to listeners who are maybe starting to look at standings wondering what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So the season is broken into halves in minor league baseball because the teams can vary so differently from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. It's not uncommon for us to have 70 guys play for the Loons in the season, and the active roster is only about 30 guys at a time. So if you think about it, we go through, you know, two and a half complete teams through an entirety of a baseball season. So in minor league baseball, you have the first, in the Midwest League specifically, you have two divisions. The first and second place teams in each division at the end of the first half and at the end of the second half are who make the playoff field. That way, you know, if you have a team, and the Loons have done this, a team who's frankly pretty bad in the first half can then get new talent from being promoted from the lower leagues of the minors or through draft picks, can really turn it on and get hot in the second half of the season, make the playoffs, and make a run. That's what happened with the Loons back in 2016 when we won the championship. Frankly, terrible first half team, and then got a bunch of draft picks through the Dodgers when we were the low A affiliate at the time. Then they went on a 19-game winning streak, and then they won the championship in 2016. So overall, the Loons won the championship in 16, but they were like 10 games under 500 for the entirety of the year. Had it not been for how the playoff system structured, you know, the Loons would have been out of playoff contention months and months ago. But thanks to the system and how minor league baseball works, we're able to win the championship back in 16.
And so what happens if maybe you have a team that is hot in the first half and hot in the second half? They win both halves.
They win both halves. That's certainly possible. If they win both halves, then they would go to like the third place team or the fourth place team. That certainly has happened before. The best two teams, the first and second place team in the first half, have been the first and second place team in the second half. And then you're competing for third and fourth at that point. Loons have been in both scenarios. We've been the first and second place team. And then we've been the third or fourth place team. So it goes both ways.
But it is fun to know that because, yeah, if you looked at how teams can change so much and what the first to the second half can be, and I didn't realize that, though, that you said that it was the championship year that for the cumulative of the season, they were actually 10 games below.
Don't quote me exactly on 10, but yes, they
were
sub 500. It was a sub 500 team. Yeah. I would say it'd be the equivalent of like one of the current Tigers teams or Tigers teams of recent years somehow winning the World Series, by getting hot in August, September, and just making the run at the right time to get in the playoffs. You know, I think, if my memory serves me correctly, they won like 28 of their last 30 games or something ridiculous like that to win the championship in 2016.
Which is, and I remember that. Remember it's like it was incredible the way that they were playing.
Yeah, they wouldn't lose.
And you long forgot the first half.
Oh yeah, it didn't matter. Well, the team was different. It was completely different guys at that point. So yeah, it made no difference.
So keep that in mind when we reference standings and talk about standings. So let's talk about the Loons being back home, and you have today, boy, we're hoping weather permits.
Fingers crossed.
Something that's going to be a lot of fun. What's happening at Dowd Diamond?
So for the first time since 2019, this will be the first time since the pandemic had hit, we have one of our traditional school kids' days at the ballpark. We have one today slated for 11 a.m., and then one again on May 17th. Today we have 4,000 school kids coming to the ballpark, coming to Dow Diamond. Perhaps some of the bus drivers listening right now, making the rounds this morning, will be coming to Dow Diamond later today. They are certainly a spectacle to behold. I'll put it that way. You've not many places where you have 4,000 kids between the ages of, I'd say, 8 to 15 years old, all in one spot. It sounds weird to say, but it brings you chills when you hear 4,000 kids screaming the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song and singing along and seeing themselves on the video board. Nor have I ever seen more Dippin' Dots consumed before like 10:30 in the morning on a school kid's day. But let me tell you, there's a reason we strategically place it right by the outfield gate where all the school kids come in. So it's really really, really fun days. It's field trip days, and we are going to do our very, very best to get the game in today. Kids have certainly been through a ton in the last 2 years. This is going to be the first kind of probably fun moment that a lot of them have had with school or fun experience they've had with school today. We're going to do our best to get the game in today. And again, and then on the 17th, we have 6,000 kids coming to the game on the 17th. So across these 2 days, we're going to have 10,000 kids coming on field trips. And someone asked me the other day, how is it, how is the season in total feeling getting back to normal following the pandemic? And I said, well, if it's any indication, we have 10,000 kids coming on school field trips. I would say that's a pretty good indication that we're getting really, really close to back to normal.
Now, is this open to any schools, or how does it decide who gets the chance?
Yeah, it's open to any school. So we have, any school can book a field trip to come to a game. We have our group sales team of Travis Webb and Scott Bijek, who have spent the last several months calling schools. Pretty much every school within the region, I'm sure, has gotten a call from Travis or Scott. But we call and sell them tickets. Some use it as a reward. Some are teachers that just come every year. This is their end of the year field trip for their class. Some entire schools come out. And then we have a lot of great corporate partners who will donate a lot of tickets. Dow donates 2,000 tickets to the local schools. I know Team One Credit Union here in Saginaw is donating, 700 or 800 tickets to Saginaw area schools specifically. So it's a wide variety of who comes out to the ballpark. But at the end of the day, you have 10,000 kids coming in enjoying Loons baseball instead of learning math or social studies, or I guess whatever else they would be learning today.
Well, I know they could maybe probably apply some math skills to that.
You can learn runs, and you can learn adding by one, two, or three, or outs. I will say it's always funny because kids must have terrible depth perception, because it could be a straight pop up to like the shortstop, but the crowd roars as if it's a home run. Have no idea how far it's going, but if they see a ball in the air, they think it's a home run every time, and it's a lot of fun.
And you conduct the game it's a regular game. I mean,
it is a regular regulation minor league baseball game. This school kids' days are a staple across the country. Every single team does them. I mean, when you talk about what it means from a financial impact for a team, we're selling 10,000 tickets across these 2 days. That's essentially two sellouts in the month of May. Average ticket price is, $10 for a group ticket on these days. So you're talking like $100,000 in revenue, and that's a very big portion of what we do for a team. And that's just in the tickets. That's not the food and bev. That's not the Dippin' Dots or the merchandise or anything like that. So these days are a very critical part of what we do for the financial results of the team. So we're going to do our best to get everything in today. But the Loons played in a school kids day over at West Michigan this past weekend. I'm sure when they go on the road this next week, they have another school kids day. That's a very, very common and traditional and a core promotion for minor league teams across the country.
And yeah, we should mention, so after today, you'll be on your regular schedule for the rest of the week and your special promotion each day. Actually, I should ask. So usually Tuesday is the Veterans Day.
Still Veterans Day.
Still happens.
Yep, still hometown heroes. So active duty, military, first responders, frontline healthcare workers, and first responders, eat free if they come to the game today. I recommend purchasing a ticket that gets you, if you're coming out, thinking of coming to the game at 11 a.m., I recommend purchasing a ticket, one of our Diamond Box tickets that gets you access to our club level. There won't be any kids on the club level, so you can escape the 4,000 children if you want to come out to today's game. It's actually a very popular day among businesses as well, renting suites, lunchtime meetings, things like that. But yeah, folks can certainly come out and get the normal deal if they want to come out. If they just want to, spend an afternoon with us.
And fun because the series will wrap up on Sunday, and it's Mother's Day for the Loons.
It is Mother's Day, so it's been the first. This will be the first time we played on Mother's Day in a number of years. It's a 1 o'clock start on Sunday. Obviously, Mother's Day is a great day to bring mom out to the ballpark. Weather's looking great. Spend quality time with her and quality time with the family. We still do have our Mother's Day deal going on right now. If folks are looking to still get that purchase, that gift for mom for Mother's Day, you can buy 10 undated tickets for $100. That saves you $50 off the box office price. And then all women's merchandise in the Loon Loft is currently 20% off. So if you haven't gotten anything for Mother's Day, we have something for you. You can come to the game on Sunday. We'll be giving flowers out to the moms. We'll have a card-making station for kids to make a card for Mother's Day if they haven't done so already.
Loons have got you covered.
We've tried to think of everything to make you look good, dads out there.
Loons.com, always the best place to go for everything Great Lakes Loons.
Yep, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All your one-stop shop for tickets, info, and everything else.
All right, Tyler, we always appreciate you joining us. The assistant GM for business development, Tyler Kring, on Tuesdays. We talk Great Lakes Loons baseball. Loons.com.